The Mind Aware, 710.
Hey, hey, hello, hello. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. I'm so happy that you're here. This is Dana Wild, and you have arrived at the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain. We are all about feeling good because we know when you feel good, you get better results. Happiness is practical, just saying. As I said, I'm Dana Wild. And if you want to feel good, build your business doing things you love to do, or as we like to say, get paid to be happy, then go out and check the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs daily newsletter. It is free. That's my favorite price. The free daily newsletter is at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. I can't wait to have you check it out. I think you're really going to like it. So today, we are going to talk about cleaning the house. It's crazy for an entrepreneurial show, isn't it? But you know, it's also really kind of a conversation about anything that you would like to be doing, but you don't always make time for, that's not directly related to building your business. And it's an issue, right? If you've got something that's kind of bugging you and irking you, then it affects the results you're getting. So here's what happened. Somebody wrote in. I'm just going to read what she wrote in. She said, I feel like I should know better because I've been training my brain in other areas and it's working so well. But the one thing I feel stuck on is keeping my home clean enough while working my business. Clutter seems to build up the most in our bedroom and office, and I want them both to be spaces that are clear and clean so the spaces invite a sense of calm and also a sense of productivity instead of chaos. We can identify. And, you know, if you've been following feng shui or the whole philosophy of decluttering, there is certainly a case to be made for that your space feels better when it's clear. And if this was a different question, I would be answering this in a different way, because the truth is, and this is true for everything, you can train your brain for whatever you want. If you want to feel good about the clutter you've got, or if you want to motivate yourself to clear the clutter, you can have it any way you want to have it. And that goes for everything in your life. So all those things that we maybe don't want to do, one of them I hear a lot from entrepreneurs is filing. Well, I hate doing my filing, or I hate getting my filing done. So we can train your brain to just not be bothered by the filing, or we can train your brain so that you actually get the filing done. So if this had been a different question, then I would be answering this differently. But it feels to me from the way you've written this question that you really just want to clear the clutter. You want to be on top of it. You want it to become a habit where you're doing it on a regular basis. And I get that. And that goes for many of us with many habits in our business that we aren't doing right now. You know, maybe we have certain habits in our business that we're not doing and we want to develop. And so let's talk about the steps you can take to get rid of the clutter, or at least, at the very least, not have it affecting you. So let's talk about it. So step one, the very first thing I would start to notice, I wouldn't do anything, I wouldn't take any action, but what I would start to notice is every time you see the clutter, get aware in the moment and pay attention to what is the phrase that you're actually saying to yourself when you see it. So are you saying to yourself something like, oh, there it is again? Or are you saying to yourself almost that kind of, maybe not in these exact words, but that kind of feeling of like, man, I'm so bad at this, right? Like I'm never on top of it. Or those phrases like it's an annoyance or you're allowing it to affect your business. Man, I could be successful, except I can't seem to get a handle on this. Or I'm not measuring up, those kind of sentences. And there's no judgment either way, because what we're looking for here is awareness. Awareness of what story are you telling about that clutter you see? Because if you can catch that, what is the emotion that it's igniting in you? The emotion of overwhelm or the emotion of upset or the emotion of not enoughness. Is that an emotion? I'm not really 100% sure, but we're going to call it one. Not enoughness as an emotion. What emotion is igniting? So that's getting aware, paying attention to what you're saying about it. And I'm going to come back to that one. All right, I'm going to come back to it, but we're going to just start with the awareness. Then the next step is I would start reframing what the action of clearing the clutter means. If you take action and you start cleaning up your office, you start doing the filing, you start clearing your clutter, are you calling it cleaning my office? Oh, I've got to clean my office. I've got to clear this clutter. Oh, I got to clear this clutter. I got to get on top of it. Because if that's what you're calling it, what if instead you started calling it practicing your mantra time or telling your new story time or visualizing your new lifetime or crafting your future time? Because that's really what this time is good for. So much of us, of the time that we spend in our businesses, we're focused, we're at our computers, we're creating, we're writing, we're thinking, we're doing technology things, we're engaging with people. There's no space. There's no space in our brains. There's no space for creativity. And so when you are clearing clutter, and this goes for everything in your house, I'm not just talking about business clutter like filing. I'm talking about sweeping the kitchen, doing your vacuuming, washing the windows, any of that stuff you're doing that's almost kind of semi-mindless. That is prime business time. That is prime build your business time, because that's the space in your business where you're creating the new. That's the space in your business where you're saying your mantra 25, 50, 100 times. When else are you going to sit around and say your mantra 100 times? This is the perfect opportunity to do that, the perfect opportunity to craft a new business and visualize and all of that. And so I would really like to suggest here to everybody who has this issue or any issue with filing or these kinds of tasks that we could quote unquote call mindless, that doing this one thing, visualizing or saying your mantras or crafting your new future during this task will exponentially grow your business. You will start to see your business soar because you are taking that space where you're doing the real work, the real stuff that actually really builds the business, not the sit down and focus and do the list of action tasks that everybody else says are the things you're supposed to do. The thing that really works is that visualization stuff. Okay, off my soapbox. No, just had to say all that. All right, so reframe what it is. Start calling it practicing my mantra time, visualizing my future time, you know, creating my new story time, whatever you want to call it. The next thing, step three, I guess we'll call it, even though it's kind of not a step, it's more of a point, is just have the realization that you're going to have clutter and chaos at times. It's not a big deal. In fact, I think it's, oh, don't quote me, but maybe the second law of thermodynamics, one of those laws of thermodynamics is that things go from order into chaos, and it's a natural process. So it's a natural process. So don't stress out. Don't make it a big deal. Don't make it a, I'm a bad story or I'm not measuring up story. Just be relaxed about it and be like, okay, well, this is part of the normal cycle of life. Things go to chaos and then they go back to order and then they go back to chaos. So realize that this is just the way it is and just the way it's going to be. Not a big deal. And you'll see it starts to ebb and flow. And you do start to feel more like you've got a handle on it because you're not resisting it so much. When you're not resisting it, it becomes much easier to stay on top of it. Now, the next point I want to make, are these steps or points? Somebody out there is going to have to bust me on this. I'm not sure, but it's number four, whatever it is, step or point. Do you remember when I went back to that point about what's the phrase you're saying when you look at the clutter? Now is the time to instill the new thing when you see the clutter. So now train yourself every time you see the clutter now to say to yourself kind of quietly, that's not like me. Oh, that's not like me. I'm usually on top of it. Well, I'm not going to stress about that too much because I know this is the natural order of things, but it's not really like me. That's not like me. I don't usually let things pile up. I'm usually so on top of it. Well, that's okay. I've got my saying my mantra time coming up soon. This is the natural process of things. I will get on top of it. And so that is the new story. That is the new story to tell. Brain training, brain training, brain training, brain training, brain training. Let's give it its own point. We'll say number five because this is the new story. The new story is I'm getting better at this. I notice I'm more on top of things than before. I notice I'm more relaxed about it than I was before. I notice I'm having better results in my business because I'm using this time to craft my new business. I like that I'm relaxed about the clutter, but I'm also on top of it. And when I'm looking at my clutter, I'm not so stressed or overwhelmed or resisting it because I know it's part of the natural order of life. And I know I'm on top of it. I'm in control of it. I get it done and it gets done in perfect timing. And I love clearing it because it's the time when I'm really building my business is when I'm clearing that clutter because I'm thinking all those good thoughts and crafting my good story and moving my business forward. So that's the ticket. That's the ticket. And you are a good brain trainer and you've already had good results. So you know you're going to be able to do this. And isn't it great to know that all the stuff that nobody else out in the world likes to do, we as brain trainers know it's the best thing we can do to build our businesses because it's the time that we're really doing the important work. Man, it's so good. It's so good to understand this, isn't it? And be part of this movement and this sandbox. And I love having you here. And I know that you've totally got this.